Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Grits and Soul, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Nice writer. You seem to really draw from tradition. And it sounds like you had really a neat, rich educational experience professionally, you know, learning about the music business and then working for this cool record company. Yeah. Did you say they did Mr. Big Stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, they recorded Gene Knight's Mr. Big Stuff originally and tried to shop it to Stax, and Stax didn't want it. So they released it on the Malico label. And then it hit, like, number 9 on the charts, and Stax was like, oh, well, I guess.
So the one most of us are familiar with was probably the remake, right? The second round, or no?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
I think they bought it directly from them.
Tell us about some things that you learned in the course of your, you know, formal education that have served you well as a performing artist and as a writer.
I've spent 4 years working in copyright and licensing because I was working for the director of business affairs, and he was in charge of all the royalties, negotiating contracts, all that stuff. So I was working on contracts for television and film and print and everything. I mean, I went to school, but then I didn't graduate because I wanted to go out, like, get real life experience and stuff. And this just kind of popped up, and I was like, I'm going to go do this. It's just so funny. I mean, you can learn stuff in school, but until you actually go and do it, it just helps, you know, to be able to practically apply everything. So, you know, I took tour management classes, and I took, I mean, all kinds of stuff that I feel like prepared me. But ultimately, like, actually working and doing it at a real label. You know, I got to be a fly on the wall for recording sessions. And, you know, like, in the 80s, Malico bought Muscle Shoals Sound from David Hood and Jimmy Johnson. Uh-huh. So they got all that huge publishing catalog. They had Apollo Records and, I mean, all sorts of gospel. Wow. I mean, there's so much. That, to me, I don't know, was... extremely valuable.
Yeah, it sounds like there's just so much.
Yeah, there is.
What a great learning experience. How cool is that?
Standing, mama standing with a mighty heavy load. Oh, standing, mama standing at what you might call a crossroad. My brother, oh, well, I follow no man's path. path but my own. Waiting, mama, waiting for a sign from up above.
Old time rock and roll, George Jackson, I think it's from Greenville, Mississippi. He's deceased now, but you know, he would wander the halls at Malico and come in and get some spending money every week, and he lived quite a life, and he wrote other hits too, but old time rock and roll was his bread and butter.
The Bob Seger.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I was
he was
Bob
such
wrote
a great
that.
Guy.
John, you and your guitaring, you worked on instruments. Did you work on instruments down south?
I did, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Tell us about that.
I guess when I got out of high school, I went to a luthier school to learn repair.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought you could make money playing these things.
Uh-huh.
Still can't. But anyway, it's not around anymore. On hindsight, I wish I went to the other one. But I did learn some things there, and then actually the first place I started kind of working after that was at Chuck's Music over on Southland. Do you remember Chuck's?
Oh, I do.
Chuck Moreland.
Oh, wow. Yeah, when they were next to the vacuum store?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah.
Next to the vacuum store. That's right. Yeah, Chuck's a great guy. I learned a lot just being in there. I've just been messing with these things for forever, seems like now. But yeah, I was working in the store in Mississippi doing repairs, selling guitars. That's how we met, but I can do a lot of things, but not. I can also not do a lot of things.
Like if somebody came to you with an old guitar,
I actually have a big plan. I have an old Parlor guitar that I've had for probably 15 years that I bought for like $20 somewhere. It's actually good wood, but the neck is all screwed up, and I have a big plan because Anna just bought a steamer to steam clothes.
Uh-huh.
And I got home and I saw that, and I'm like, I can reset a neck now.
Thank you. let the levee break. Time to cross on over.
Time in Asheville, it sounds like, yeah, it was just really rich, and like,
absolutely,
you learned so much. It's a great musical community.
It really is. Yeah.
So why'd you leave a place you love so much?
Well, we've been there for almost 5 years. We played all the time. We played at the Biltmore House twice a month for 4 years,
yeah,
almost.
Yeah.
And I played this weekly gig, ooh, on Wednesday nights in Highlands, North Carolina. Actually, you know the band Balsam Range? You ever heard of the bluegrass band? Darren, mandolin player from that band. We used to drive up there, and my old buddy Dakota, the bass player. And it was like a treacherous drive up, but we had a lot of fun, and I called it like bluegrass boot camp.
Is that how both of you, in some ways, when you look back, do you see Asheville as kind of, for the two of you, a boot camp?
It's really cool down there because you can play every night.
Well, I can't tell me to leave.
Have you been down there in Whitesburg recording?
No, not yet. I still have probably about 4 or 5 songs to finish, and then I've got some other ideas too. I don't know, we want to have some thing, like some choices.
Yeah.
And so I want to have enough to where, you know, we can really choose kind of carefully what we decide to record and everything.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But so
yeah,
I've
but
been.
Meeting Kenny Miles is also great.
Yeah.
He's great. His band Wayne
awesome.
Graham is like
oh, yeah.
my favorite, like
Look
one of my
up.
Favorite.
No kidding.
Bands.
Same with me. Yeah, they were on here, and
yeah.
and I was just, you know, I was
blown
just,
away.
I was blown away, I just know. The same way I'm blown away tonight by you guys. You guys are so good, and we are just really glad that you guys could be with us. This part of your program is really amazing. You know, the acoustic and the electric, and I know it takes tons of skill and finesse on the electric to make that work. And
I started playing with John R. Miller a couple years ago, and I started listening to his album, like, oh, there's a lot of pedal steel and a lot of other things on here too. So I thought it'd be cool if I could pull off playing mandolin and electric guitar in his band. So
yeah.
That's what I've been doing, and it's been a great learning experience.
Like to thank Anna and John, that's Grits and Soul, for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey, who's in the audience tonight, for her work with our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
And we also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, please give it up for Grits and Soul here on the Red Barn stage.
Thank you.
smiling at the sun, the cooking and the canning have all been done. Blessed be to God above, our harvest he made a prosperous one. Mule and bridle, plow to dirt, these hands have seen no other work. Prayer and sweat coax a work of art from the ground. Own up, so it goes, and so it goes,
so it goes,
from head to heart.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Anna Klein and John Looney, Grits and Soul, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at AccuPrint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.